and his wife separated about that time, and he was talking about grass with short fist cattle. They said, well, Jake, why don't you come down the coast and make you some pastures down there? I said, well, he didn't know if this done. I said, well, we guarantee you this pastures down there somewhere. We can see the oak trees from, see, they pass along here in the coast on the Gulf. From Galveston, they pass along. We can see the trees from the ship. And they said, wherever there's trees, there's, you know, dry land, high land, and you guarantee it. So they talked to him a few times, so he blessed your heart. He takes his saddles, his horse and mules, a couple of mules, and he takes off and he comes to Cameron Parish. Comes to Cameron, come on to Grand Chignac. Hires him some old slaves, some old people. Some people wasn't slaves, some white people. Mr. Dumbo was one. Hired him some men and hired him some slaves, and they took off down here. And it was bad weather, winter weather, just before the, not too long before the winter. But anyway, some of the marshes was so bad, they had big alligators. 14, I had a 14-foot alligator in my front, my pasture that last year. Had alligators.
Y'all kill him, or?
Well, they killed two, but when it got alligator season, they put bait and they caught him, but mister, he just straightened out the hook.
They are coming back now.
Let's go. He went to, and then they didn't see him again.
They're coming back now, aren't they?
Yeah, very much. Well, they stopped killing him.
Yeah.
And the snakes and everything, so this old people, old Mr. Miller and another man, I believe, made it with a slave. They made it with old Jake. And he got here in the fall of the year. And so what he done, he just cut himself a place and built him a little shack to stay for 5 days. And then he, before he left, it was getting cold, he had to leave to go back home and put back what he had together. And he went and walked around and he walked under some trees and found some pecan trees. And it was native pecans, just little native pecans. Anyway, he filled his pockets full of pecans. And he went back to Galveston and he told to his hometown. He said, I told y'all I'd find myself an island. I found Pecan Island. And then that was before winter. Well, after winter, he got him some mules and got him some slaves. And it was slave time. Got him some slaves and come back to Grand Chignac and got those old people. Come back with him over here. And he built him a camp over here. Good camp. And then he took his, got him some, brought his cattle and horses and mules. And he cut a road clear through Pecan Island. And then he went to Mulberry Island. On the beach out there's a little island. And he found a mulberry tree. And he called it Mulberry Island. And on this island, he never lived, no more than maybe a few months, a year or something like that. I can't tell you exactly. Papa told a story to one of my nephews. I'm going to read it and see. But he lived, you know, long enough to say, well, I found Pecan Island, and he's on. And then he went to Mulberry Island. That was before the Confederate War. And then he took up with a slave. He brought one of his old slaves from over there. He died over there with his old slave. And because he told my grandpa, when the Confederates passed through this place, he had everything he had. I mean, he let him have everything he had except his green coffee and something else, but I don't know what the song, I forgot what the something else was. For sure, he hid his green coffee, his sack of coffee, that's all he had. And he hid it, but he gave them free for everything else they wanted. And the Confederate soldiers passed through here.
They came through here?
Yeah, sure they came through here. And so that's the only story we know.